Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You've reached episode number 437, entitled Streamlining Photo Sales with Shutterpress. It was published on Thursday the 18th of September, 2025. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and before we join Ollie Bowman from Shutterpress, a few bits of housekeeping. The first thing to mention is that if you like what we do, why not explore a little bit more? Head to our subscribe page, wpbuilds.com/subscribe. Over there, you'll be able to keep in touch with all that we do on the different platforms. You could subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on X, on Blue Sky, Mastodon, and all the other bits and pieces. But also, you could sign up to our newsletter. We will drop you two emails a week. One when this, that's what you're listening to now, the Thursday podcast episode drops. That's typically an interview, a little bit like today. And also, we will package up our This Week in WordPress show and send that out to you on a Tuesday. So two emails, one on a Tuesday and one on a Thursday. Not a lot more than that. Speaking of This Week in WordPress, we do that every Monday live, 2 p.m. UK time. You can find that at wpbuilds.com/live. And if you'd like to be on that show, head to wpbuilds.com/TWIW. It's the acronym for This Week in WordPress. Fill out the form there and hopefully we'll get you on the show. You have to be somebody, I guess, who is fairly talkative, willing to talk about WordPress. And aside from that, the qualifications are really non-existent, but we'd love to hear from new voices and get them on that show. Speaking of getting things on the show, if, like in a moment, you're going to hear from some sponsors, if you want to be like them and get your messages out in front of a very large WordPress-specific audience, head to wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out more. And here are those three companies. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. You can find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We are also helped this week by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support with Bluehost Cloud. The possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And finally, we're joined by Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend. The email, an SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And sincere thanks go to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and Omnisend for their continuing support of the WP Builds podcast. Podcasts like this cannot happen without the gracious support of companies just like them. Okay, what have we got for you today? Well, as I said at the top of the show, we're having a chat with Ollie Bowman from Shutterpress. If you take photographs and you would like to be able to sell them online, perhaps that's a bit of a side gig, perhaps you've got a client that would like to be able to do that. Shutterpress is a brand new plugin by Ollie, which helps you to do that. There's a few different plugins in the marketplace which already do that, but Ollie feels that he's bringing some new features to the table, which makes his plugin stand out. So during the podcast, we get to know Ollie a little bit, find out about why he built the plugin, what problems is he trying to solve, how does Shutterpress work differently, what are the practical benefits that photographers or possibly agencies implementing this for photographers may gain, what are the uses beyond photography, this is quite curious because there certainly are some of them, how can you protect the images, how does it integrate with WooCommerce, because really that's what it does, how does it compare to other SaaS offerings, and a whole lot more. And I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast by Ollie Bowman. Hello, Ollie.
Hello.
Nice to speak to you. This is our first encounter. We've never met before at a WordCamp or online or anything. Ollie has I'm going to say brand new, but I've no idea. You can tell us whether it's brand new in a moment. He's got a new product called Shutterpress, which is going to be of interest, especially if you're a photographer. Before we get into the plugin and how it works and all that, Ollie, do you just want to give us your little potted bio? Tell us who you are, what you've been doing in the more recent past, and how the heck you've ended up on a WordPress podcast.
My name's Ollie. I am a photographer / WordPress developer now. I've been a professional photographer for a few years, and I'm based in Chamonix in the French Alps. And I've been used various other plugins to try and sell my prints on my website. And then recently I just thought there's better ways of doing this and have worked on a plugin that does exactly what I wanted it to do in the way I think it should work for photographers.
Nice. So eating your own dog food. Got to say, if you've never been to Chamonix, dear listener, there's no shortage of things to photograph. That's that's for sure. You'll open the door every day and it's like, oh, it's like your perfect scenery every single day. Are you into that kind of photography? Do you do everything? Do you do like gigs for other people? And I don't know, maybe you do bands and concerts as well as nature and all of that?
Most of what I do is... sports, to be honest, so skiing, biking, climbing, and then weddings as well, actually, and engagements. Okay. People love getting engaged up in the mountains, so I'm hiding behind rocks or trees and jumping out and then snapping their photos and the moment happens.
Well, a nice pivot anyway. So you're a photographer, you decided that you wanted to sell things, and I'm guessing that you went through the whole gamut of WordPress solutions that claimed to do what it was that you needed to do, but found them lacking. So let's begin there. So first of all, dear listener, if you want to pause the podcast, head to Ollie's site. It's called shutterpress.io. So the plugin is called Shutterpress, but shutterpress.io, no hyphens, no underscores, anything like that. shutterpress.io. Go and have a poke around and then come back and click the play button again. So what does it do differently? Let's begin there. What does it do that all the other ones do not do?
So when I was trying to sell stuff on my site before, there's kind of various issues, and there's all these plugins out there and they all say, oh yeah, you know, we're designed by photographers and we're built for photographers. And nothing I ever used actually seemed to me like a way a photographer would use a plugin. So like the main issue that I always had, and I was cobbling stuff together and it never really worked, and different gallery plugins, is that they either work with WooCommerce in a weird kind of way, and they basically, as a photographer, if I go out and I shoot 200 photos at an event, say, and I want to sell those photos to people who've been to that event, I'll upload them, I'll put them in a gallery. And the majority of plugins that say they work with WooCommerce require you to then create a product for every single photo.
So that's a lot of photos.
You can imagine, your product library grows incredibly quickly. So you end up with this massive database of products, the majority of which you're never going to sell. You know, you might send that library to people and a handful of those will be sold. So it just seems wasted overhead in your database and just unnecessary. So the way I've set it up is you create a gallery of all the photos from an event or from, you know, whatever, a wedding. And then you create products in WooCommerce and you assign them to that gallery. So I would create a product that is maybe a 4x6 print, and then another product that is an 8x10 print. And then I'll put that into a group of products, which is prints. And then I'll assign that group to my gallery. And then every single photo in that gallery has a little cart icon. You can click on it, a cart pops up, and you can choose what you want for that photo out of those options. And you've created two products for all your photos.
Let me read that back to you and see if I've understood it correctly, because you're living and breathing this, and I don't do photography. I don't do much WooCommerce, so I guess it's important that I understand what's going on. So you're in an industry where in like an hour you might create 300, 400, 500 products, especially at a wedding. I happened to have been at a wedding recently where I was given the job of, here, hold the camera, start mm-hmm. pressing. I think I did about 600 or 700 in the space of a couple of hours. The point being, it ramps up, right? And if you've got to do every single one of those as a WooCommerce product, that's a lot. So you're saying that your product will kind of bind those all together, wrap them up in one thing. And then the difference is that you sell, in this case you were describing, you would then sell the size of the print as the thing that you buy. So you say, I want the 4x6, and I want this one, this one, this one, this one. And thereby it's a whole lot easier because everything is just much more streamlined. Have I got that about right?
Yeah, exactly. So you're creating two template products that you assign to every photo instead of a single product for every single photo.
But then you can cherry pick the individual prints that you want. So I want this picture and this one and this one, and leave the 197 other ones, you know, unused. That's how it works. So you'd put three things in the cart and you'd say, I want it of this size. Okay. Is that about exactly right?
From the front end, it looks no different to how WooCommerce would normally work. So if you would click on a photo, you'd get options of different print sizes, quantities, and an add to cart button. So you would add a 4x6 print. You want, I'll have two of those because I want one from a friend. Add to the cart.
Yeah.
And then when you go to the cart, it looks the same. It looks no different. So you have the thumbnail of the photo you've bought, and it says print for 4x6, quantity 2.
Okay.
And then so every photo you would buy has its own thumbnail in the cart and its own item, and then you can change quantities and delete them individually. So it looks like you've got, you know, 100-odd products in there, and but you have two. So then the advantage is if you want to change the specifications of that product, or you want to change the price, you only have to change that in one place. If you've got 500 photos as products in your WooCommerce database, and you change the price of your 4x6 print or a canvas or a digital download, you then have to go through with the other plugins. You would have to go through every single product and change that price in every single one, or have something that does that as a batch for you. Whereas with mine, you would literally change it in one place, and then that's it for everything.
Okay, so just sort of figuring out what's going on. So you, as the photographer, you're making the way the person buys it, that's the product. So it's a 4x6, it's a 12x9, or a digital download, or whatever. That's the bit that you configure. And I guess your UVP is, if you're a photographer, it's quicker on the back end to manage and set up. That I suppose is the promise. If you're a photographer, you've got less to deal with. If you want to change things, there's less editing to make and what have you.
Exactly. It speeds up the whole process. Okay. It makes everything very simple. You can add and remove products to galleries. You can have different products on different galleries. So for example, you may have weddings where you sell products at a different price to a sporting event, or a different quality of product. So you can assign that different products to different galleries, and it's really quick and it's really easy. So you're not assigning products to the same products to every gallery. You can break it down into smaller galleries, so each gallery can have its own products. You don't have to sell the same products on every single.
What was curious about that is, in my head, I'm imagining this scenario where you have been to a wedding and you've got 200 pictures, and I was imagining you would come back, upload those 200 pictures, and then assign the 6x4 print, the digital download. Let's go with those two options. And then the next time you did a wedding, you would do that whole process again. But I think I've just understood that you don't need to do that. You can just assign those new wedding photos for the different wedding to the 6x4 print and the digital download. You can just keep reassigning those products to whatever you then in the future upload.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's a real time saver over over the long run of like a year or something. You know, if you're doing multiple weddings or whatever shoots that you're doing, those products you could pre-set up based upon, I don't know, the relationship that you have with somebody that prints things out or what have you. I got it. Okay, I think I've captured that. Just for the non-photographers out there, me included, what kind of things do you guys get up to? What do you do in your daily life? I mean, weddings is an obvious one. We get that. We've all been there, done that. But what kind of other things can you possibly sell as a photographer apart from wedding photos? I'm sure there's a lot.
So,
not being a photographer, I don't really know.
So, I mean, you know, it allows lots of different options. So I could sell prints. So let's say, you know, I'm a landscape photographer and I've got a whole bunch of nice landscape shots and I want to sell those. So I can put all those in a gallery and I sell them as a nice big framed print for your wall or a canvas or a metal print in various sizes. And I set my price and then, you know, I've got all those products. And then let's say in 6 months' time, I need to put my price up. I just go to the five template products I've set up and change the price. Or I could be an event photographer. Let's say I shoot a running race and I'm trying to get pictures of every participant. So then I'll go in and I'll upload all those. And then I would sell that as a digital download. So people who've been in the event can then go in, they can look at the gallery and they'll be, oh yeah, I want, you know, I'll have a digital copy of that one and I'll have a print. You know, weddings, I don't tend to sell digital downloads, but I would put products in as prints and framed prints and that kind of thing. So with all the different combinations of how you can do that, you know, and you can add any product you want. You're not limited to prints. If you want to make a t-shirt with someone's face on, you know, you can add t-shirts, you can add mugs, you know, anything. It's not limited. The products aren't limited to in any way as to what you can add in there.
Yeah, it'd be curious, actually, just to think about this potentially in the future, a pivot for you. It feels like, obviously, you've aligned it to photography, especially with the name Shutter Press. It kind of has that photo feel to it. But it feels like what you've built has wider possibilities, because in this case, whatever it is, the photo could be anything at all. It's just there's a whole bulk of them that you want to upload at once. So it kind of feels to me as if it, with a bit of re-engineering, you could probably spin this product out as something unrelated to photography. But the work that you've done on the back end to speed the process up might well be useful to other people. Having applied no thought to that, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I think there's probably some possibility to spin something else off in a sort of slightly different direction.
I mean, yeah, I totally agree. It doesn't just have to be photography. Someone who's bought the plugin recently they're an artist, so they've got 200 art prints that they're selling. So exactly the same thing, you know. But and their feedback is that this has suddenly made selling 200 different prints that they've created so much quicker and easier than what they were doing before.
So I guess your plugin kind of leans into the visual side of things. So obviously if we were selling stuff like, I don't know, sneakers or trainers on WooCommerce or vases or whatever it may be, you know, you might have a couple of images, but it's not really the point. You're, I guess, more into galleries and displaying the fine quality or your prints. But equally, I presume there's some job that you've got to do to protect that. Because nobody cares if they're selling trainers, whether or not that picture is downloaded and viewed elsewhere. But I'm guessing in your situation, given that the image is the thing that you're trying to sell, you want to go to great lengths to make sure that that can't just be pilfered off the website, right click, you know, copy, download image or what have you. What do you do to make sure that nobody can get access to, you know, the prints that you've taken of the wedding and what have you just by browsing around in the HTML or right clicking?
So there's various ways of protecting the work you upload. So the galleries can be password protected. And that's something I do for wedding clients. So they have a password that only allows them to view it. And so there's two ways of doing that actually in the plugin. You can either do it as just a password, and you don't need anything else. And it's a very simple password. It's not particularly high-tech security system. It is literally just to prevent access to the front end of the gallery. Mm-hmm. Or the other way you can do it is if you've got a gallery of images that you would like to be even more secure, you can create a user account, and whoever views the gallery has to be logged in as a user to view the gallery. So it's protected that way. You can also watermark all your images.
Okay.
So that's an option. You can do text or image watermarks. They're laid over the top. And when you create all the watermarks, it creates a backup of the original image. So you can change them at any point or remove them, and it just restores that from the backup that was created.
Okay. Yeah, I think the watermark piece was the one that I was imagining would be the most effective. You know, if it's freely available on the internet, but you don't want people to buy your picture of Mont Blanc or whatever without paying for it, I guess having the watermark right across the the face of the mountain is fairly effective. With the wedding one, that strikes me as a sort of unique case in that I might want to just get the whole lot because it's my wedding. You know, I've hired you as a photographer, but you know, we've got a relationship. You're going to send me the prints anyway, but I'd like a downloadable copy. Is there a way to kind of go in and just say, give me them all? I don't want to click 1111 500 times. Can I just get the lot?
Yeah. So you can go in there. You can download each image individually, mm-hmm. or there is a link to download everything in a zip file. And that's either done. You can upload a zip file and store it somewhere else and just add the link, or the plugin will create the zip file for you and put all the images you've uploaded into one zip file that's ready to download.
And how does it work? Is this I'm pretty sure you said it already, but just to be certain, this is binding on top of the free WooCommerce version. Yeah. So it's using all the core functionality of WooCommerce and you're building on top of that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's very integrated with WooCommerce. You create a WooCommerce product, and really all you have to do is you create a standard WooCommerce product, set the price, and click that it's a Shutterpress product.
Okay.
And then by default, it's also removed from the standard shop page with all the other products. So, and it doesn't come up in search because if it's not associated to a photo, there's nothing to buy. So it doesn't appear anywhere else other than
so you gallery. could add this onto a regular WooCommerce shop where you're already selling other things. This doesn't have to be on a dedicated URL, but if you've got if you've set it up correctly, then the photos won't necessarily appear as one product, another product, another product. Okay, so that's quite useful.
And this is kind of why this is so, going back to what we were talking about earlier and the other options, is there are other options that work in a similar way and sell prints like this, but they have their own custom cart system. So you can only use that cart to sell the photo products that you've created. So the reason I wanted this middle ground as well is because by using WooCommerce, it opens up other options. So you could sell all sorts of other things on your site if you are a photographer, and you don't have to have a separate cart. So you could, so for example, if you wanted to do online bookings or have photography events, you could install another plugin that uses WooCommerce as the cart, and everything goes through WooCommerce. Whereas if you use one of these other plugins that is just focused on selling photos, if you then want to sell something else, you've then got to install another cart system, and then that's, and I think that gets kind of confusing for the visitors to your site if they can't put everything in one cart. It's like, why is there two carts? It doesn't make any sense.
I guess that makes sense in the sense of, I don't know, possible upsells or something like that. So you're buying one big print, how about a frame for that kind of thing. You might be able to combine those things in the cart at the same time because it's all going through Woo and not Woo and some other proprietary system. Okay, that's interesting. Mm.
Or even if those things aren't in the same cart or you're buying them at the same time, So you might be doing your bookings, you know, booking sessions or selling sessions, and someone goes in, I'll go, yeah, I want, you know, next Tuesday, 3 p.m., I'll book that. That's X amount. I'll pay that. And that goes through your WooCommerce cart. Or people are buying prints, which also go through your WooCommerce cart. And then you can add vouchers and you can do all these other WooCommerce plugins.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm not. It doesn't necessarily have to be one person buying the same thing in all the cart, but you only have to manage one payment system and one cart as the owner of the website. You don't have two carts, so you don't have to connect two payment systems and everything like this for each cart, if that makes sense.
It's the case that photographers usually are not using things like WooCommerce. Is there like a whole industry of, I don't know, SaaS apps and things like that where people like yourself have often found themselves? So, I don't know, you sign up to some photography selling thing, which is nothing to do with your website and nothing to do with all the other things that you're selling in your WooCart. Is that how it normally does, you know, that people would normally do it, some kind of middleman gatekeeping SaaS app?
Yeah, so that's another option. There's kind of a handful of these apps where you upload all your photos to one of these and they do the same kind of thing. And a lot of them have a basic kind of website builder as well. So you can create a front-end website, but they are very basic. They don't have blogging or they don't have, you know, any of these other things. You're basically just creating a few pages about you as a photographer. So then you kind of enter, you're then in the whole world of things where you may have one website that is selling your services as a photographer or an artist, and then another website that you're then sending your clients to get their photos after the event. And to me, it feels like I want all that on one website. I don't want to be sending them somewhere else afterwards.
Yeah, that is the message of WordPress, isn't it? It's extensible, and so you can do all of these on one thing. And presumably there's an SEO benefit to that as well. You know, if you've got everything on one domain, you can do the SEO piece correctly and get all of that lined up. How do you display this sort of stuff, though? Because you were talking about how perhaps basic some of these SaaS platforms are. I don't know if you, as a plugin, carry the weight of making it so that when I log in and I'm browsing your, I don't know, photography of landscapes or what have you, so that I can see it in a variety of different ways, you know, a gallery, masonry, carousel, whatever, slider, whatever it may be. Do you do any of that, or are you relying on, I don't know, other plugins to handle that kind of thing?
No. So, at its basic, it is a gallery plugin. So it is for showing images on the front end. So there's various options. You've got a standard grid, there's a masonry gallery and a justified gallery. You can also paginate them, so if you've got large galleries, you know, each page by page. It also does infinite scroll as well, so you know, as you keep scrolling down, and then each gallery is a custom post, so you can have each gallery has its own page, so it's got a link that you share with people who you want to see the gallery. Or it uses Gutenberg blocks, and there's also an Elementor widget as well. So you can display these galleries anywhere you want on your website. So at its most basic, it is a gallery plugin. You can stick a gallery on your homepage. You can turn off all the other options, and you've got a gallery of photos.
Okay, so if you weren't interested in selling anything, it's still just, it's a gallery. It'll just demonstrate what you've created, and, you know, that's maybe where you leave it. Selling comes later. That's interesting.
Exactly. So the selling isn't the main point of it, really. It's kind of one of the things that the gallery does.
So you can
use it as a gallery without the selling. You can, if you just want password protected galleries and you don't want to sell anything, you don't need to sell stuff. If you just want to watermark your photos, you can create a gallery with 10 images, watermark them all, stick them on your homepage, and it doesn't do anything else. You know, it's so you also don't have to install other gallery plugins. If you want galleries throughout your site, you can just use this one plugin for each gallery, and you switch all the other options off everywhere else you show it.
Okay, that's kind of curious because we're, I don't know, like 25 minutes in or something like that. And I was kind of seeing it as primarily a Woo thing. But by the sounds of it, you know, Woo doesn't have to be a central part of anything. If you've just got it as a hobby, I don't know, and you want to display last night's fun event that your friends attended, you can just use it for that and go and visit the URL and look, there they all are, and you can view them in the gallery. Okay, I hadn't really captured that, but now I get it. The gallery comes first, and then the sales bit is just a kind of a nice added extra. In terms of the gallery and the sales process, if I was to look at that gallery, would I be able to add things to the cart directly from the gallery in, I don't know, multiples at a time? In other words, is there a way for me to, oh, I like that one, click on it, but continue on in the gallery and say, and that one, but not that one, and that one, and then proceed to cart from what I've checked, if you like, in that gallery?
In a way, yes, kind of. So at the moment, when you click on a photo, it appears in a pop-up over the gallery.
Okay. Yeah, that's typical, isn't it? Yeah, that's the normal way.
It lists all the options, and you choose those options and then add to cart, and then the pop-up disappears and you're still in the gallery. What I do think I'm going to add is that option where you can kind of just click and go through each one and see the prices and the add to cart for each one.
Yeah, it's kind
it's
of
a slight difference.
Yeah, I often use on my phone, I'm not a photographer, but on my phone I often take pictures, and I use Google's included photos app. I believe it's just called Google Photos. Mm-hmm. And very often I want to send just like 6 or 7 of them, and I've taken 50 that day. And there's just this really intuitive, beautiful interface. You know, you click and hold on the first one, and then more, you know, you pick the ones you want. And then from there, you're on to the next step, which is sharing it. And I always found that to be quite an intuitive way. And just what I was thinking there was, imagine I could then click buy for the ones that that I've just clicked upon. Okay, let's move on slightly.
So one of the features of the gallery is you can like photos as well. So if go through your gallery, there's a little heart, and you can select all the ones you like, and then there's a filter at the top. So you click that, and it gets rid of all the ones you haven't liked, and you just see the ones that you've liked. So you could, and I guess your suggestion is you would like them all, go through, and then filter them out, and then go through all the ones you've liked and choose how many of each one.
Yeah, that sounds almost the same, basically,
doesn't
it? Yeah, and then the ones that I've liked, I would then click one button which says, I don't know, purchase all or something like that. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Okay, food for thought, and that'll keep you busy over the next
There's so many things I want to add to it. Yeah. I keep thinking of all these different slightly different ways of using it, and you know, you speak to different people, and they're like, oh, yeah, it would be cool if it kind of did it this
way. I bet what's really obvious to you, like what's so intuitive to you, is completely unintuitive to some other photographers. I don't do anything like that. We'll try to build that then. I can well imagine. I'm just about to launch a plugin in the audio space, in the WordPress audio space. And it's fascinating. Everybody that I chat to has a completely different take on what they want to do with audio. And I thought I'd nailed it. Every time I speak to somebody, it's, no, we don't do it that way. Oh, okay, right, begin again. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, but, I know that.
Yeah, I can imagine. With this, though, you described that you're selling prints. Now, with the best will in the world, there's probably quite a lot of work to be done on the back end there. So I don't know if you amalgamate or you link to print services. Again, I am totally out of my depth here. I haven't used a print service for years and years, but I remember in the day packaging up the little reels and sending them off to the print place, and they would come back in the mail and so on and so forth. I'm imagining we've moved on since then, but still, are there sort of services that you can bind to with the plugin that enable you to, okay, once that cart is processed and the payment's been received, I can send it off and all the postage will be taken care of and sent off to the end customer? How does all that sort of side of things work?
So at the moment, it doesn't do that. So at the moment, it's down to each individual photographer. When someone buys something and the order comes through in the cart and they see what they bought, it's up to them to process it and either send it off to someone else to print, or a lot of photographers print their own stuff and send it out as well.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
But definitely something that I am looking at for the future. And I was talking to someone, a potential partner about this last week, is linking to an API that then takes the orders and prints them and dispatches them direct to the customer. So and they print in the UK and they print in Australia and they print in the EU and they print in the US. So wherever your customer happens to be or the website is printed locally, so it's not dispatched from the other side of the world.
Oh, okay. So hopefully a little bit quicker. Yeah, I know that there are print, so like t-shirt print services that bind to WooCommerce and things like that. So, you know, you'll order your t-shirt, you'll upload your photo, get it put on the t-shirt, and then in the WooCommerce process, it sends it via an API to that company who from that moment on are basically dealing with it. Obviously, you would be dealing with refunds or, you know, queries about when it's going to ship and things like that. But that seems like a bit of a no-brainer, I guess, for you to build into the future, because that's just this perfect, like, that's the modern world, isn't it? You know, you want an API to do the heavy lifting so that you don't have to, I don't know, finalize that order, figure it all out, send it off to this third-party print service. So, yeah, that seems like a...
That seems like a massive bonus, I think.
Yeah.
So that's definitely... having an API that then just deals with that whole order process and shipping and printing automatically is definitely something that is on the cards for the future.
Absolutely. Yeah, roadmap item. Another roadmap item. You were very kind that you sent through a bunch of show notes, which was really helpful. Thank you for that. But one of the other items you mentioned was like remote storage of images, like CDNs or something like that. I'm not quite sure where that fits in and why that would be necessary. I guess you're just taking stuff out of the WordPress media library where perhaps it's not maybe as safe as it could be. I'm not entirely sure. What's the CDN bit?
It's not so much a security issue. It's more to do with a file size issue.
Oh.
WordPress is great if all your images are really small. But if I'm selling digital downloads of high-res photos, they're probably 15, 20 megabytes each.
Yeah.
So if you have a lot of those, that's
right,
suddenly eating up a lot of your space. And shared hosting environments, which most people are on,
yeah,
don't deal with these large images particularly well. You know, they're kind of focused for dealing with web-sized images. So in the future, I think it will link to a CDN where you will buy, you know, a set amount of storage, 100 gigabytes or whatever, for a fixed price a month. And the high resolution images will be offloaded to that and then come back via a CDN. So you're not filling up your shared hosting storage with all these huge image files, which that shared hosting isn't designed to do, really.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, if you're a credible photographer, you're probably using the latest equipment, and I imagine the latest equipment is more than capable of eating up your hard disk space pretty rapidly. You know, in the case of a wedding, I don't know, you might get 1,000 images in the space of a day or something, each clogging up 15 megabytes, 20 megabytes, something like that. It quickly ramps up, and I guess you could repurpose this for video as well. And then all bets are off, because that could be 500 gigabytes for like 30 seconds worth of video, you know, can add up quickly. And so the idea then here is, rather than consuming your WordPress database and using the bandwidth which your, let's say, affordable hosting company might provide you, this is all being done on the CDN. So you're cutting that whole process out, although you can see it all from the WordPress website. The actual files are held somewhere, and they, you know, things like Amazon, AWS, Google Cloud, and all the others, Wasabi and whatever, that's their job. That's what they do. Their whole raison d'etre is to provide immutable storage, you know, totally rock solid, available 24/7. 500 megabytes of photos. Ha! We laugh at your 500 megabytes of photo. So, yeah, that also seems like a really credible idea. So there's a couple of roadmap items there. CDN plus the idea of being able to ship off via an API to to a print service. Have you got any other roadmap items at the moment that you're thinking about?
The only other thing that I'm looking into is AI, obviously, like everyone else.
Yeah, no conversation about WordPress can avoid that subject now.
You know, we'll just throw that in as well. We'll have a bit of AI. Everyone else is doing it, probably should. It's something else I've been looking into. It's not high up on the priority list, but so, for example, image recognition of facial recognition, so you can search through a gallery for all the people you want to see in photos. And then the other one that I think is really useful is number recognition. So if you do a sporting event and everyone has a number on them, like a runner or a bike, you then go into the gallery and you enter your number, and the AI image recognition has found all the photos with that number in already.
That's curious.
And then you just see them.
So that's a really different take on AI. When you said AI, I immediately went to image generation, but that's not what you're talking about.
Not particularly groundbreaking AI.
I think that's really fascinating. Obviously, you know, in things like Google, My Photos, the facial recognition has been there for a while, but that whole thing has been built up over many years of kind of like, okay, this is me, this is my daughter, and on it goes, and it kind of figures those things out. But the idea of having it in your gallery for your wedding or something, like, I don't know, I just want to grab a few pictures of the grandchildren or something like that. Where's Robert? There's Robert. Mm. But the number thing, that is so far out of what I was expecting you to say. But if you're if you're by the sideline of a football match and, you know, number 9, Lionel Messi or something, is scoring goals left, right and centre, to be able to just grab the images that you took with him in, that's cool. That's really clever.
Yeah, or more to events like cycling events or big running events. If you imagine you've got a running event with 1,000 runners in it. That's a lot of photos to look through to find your number.
Yeah.
So you just enter, you go, I was number 103 or whatever, and then it
pops. You're at the start line.
There's your photo.
That's such an interesting idea. Yeah, okay, so there's a whole load of healthy stuff in the development pipeline. I think that's probably all the questions I've got. The endeavour here really is to make the audience aware that you are there. And hopefully we've managed to do that. So if you're a photographer, or you can figure out a clever way of wrangling a gallery plugin into the life that you have over on WooCommerce, then here we are. It is called, let me just grab the URL, shutterpress.io is the place to go. It's obviously called Shutterpress. Ollie, where can we find you? If somebody's listened to this and thinks, you know what, I could use that. Where would they, obviously apart from the URL there that I've just given, do you make yourself available online anywhere?
You can find me on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn, or my photography website, which is olliebowman.com. I'm generally just Ollie Bowman on all these things. So I'm fairly easy to find.
Easy to find. Ollie is spelled O-L-L-Y. So Ollie Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N. That's great. Yeah, well, thank you for chatting to me today about that. Hopefully this podcast has surfaced it and made it more recognised for those people who are listening. Appreciate it. Thanks for joining me today, Ollie.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been great chatting to you.
Okay, I hope that you enjoyed that. Very nice chatting to Ollie today. If you've got any commentary on that, please head to wpbills.com, go to episode number 437 and leave us a comment there. We would really, really appreciate that. And it would be very nice to hear from you about the content of that. Maybe you've got something to say about Shutterpress. Maybe you could implement it for a client website. Leave us a comment. Remember, episode number 437. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. You can find out more at go.me/WP Builds. We are also helped this week by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support with Bluehost Cloud. The possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud And finally, we're joined by Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend. The email, an SMS tool that helps you make 73 bucks for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of rollercoaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And sincere thanks go to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost and Omnisend for their continuing support of the WP Builds podcast. Okay, that really nearly is all that I've got time for. Before I fade in the cheesy music, just to remind you, we will be back next Thursday for a podcast episode. We'll also be back on Monday for the This Week in WordPress show. Hopefully we'll see you there. Come and join us 2 p.m. UK time, wpbuilds.com/live. And remember, at the top of the show, I gave you a URL, wpbuilds.com/TWIW, if you would like to be on that show. Okay, it's now time for the cheesy music. It will be fading in as we speak, and it will be dreadful, I can promise you that. All that it remains for me to do is to say, stay safe, have a good week. Bye-bye for now.